OSU deserved to win that football game, and if you're an OU fan saying anything different, you're talking about the wrong things, because OU had every opportunity. This was a game, by the way, that OSU, they led four different times. I think, right, Matt, 7-0 and 14-7 and 21-14 and 24-17. So four different times in the first half they had seven-point leads. OU finally tied it up before halftime. And then OU getting, the fumble which led to the safety, and then the fumbled punt return, that OSU's fumbled punt return, which led to Justin Broyles with a gift touchdown there. So OU was gifted 9 points by OSU in the second half. But, Matt, the Lincoln Riley, the great Lincoln Riley offense produced how many points in the second half, Matt?
Zero.
Zero. The great Lincoln Riley offense produced 0 points in the second half, and give the OSU defense credit for that too. I'm not trying to take anything away from OSU. We said going into the game, OSU had the better defense. That was the dominant unit of all the four as far as offense and defense. Obviously, there were huge special teams plays in this game and went both ways. Brendan Presley with the 100-yard kickoff return obviously was huge. We've talked about the two, fumbles on punts, but Matt, in my humble opinion, OU was done in on Saturday night by the same things that have cost them all season long. It's been and now we know a little bit more about maybe why some of the focus wasn't there for this Oklahoma team or whatever. Whatever you want to say, and I think Lincoln Riley was doing everything he could do to try to win the game on Saturday night. But when you know that you're headed in a whole nother direction, you can't help but have some of your focus taken away, not only for you, but from the other staff members that are leaving along with him. Because there was something you couldn't put your finger on throughout this season, Matt, and we've talked a lot about it on this show. Hey, listen, this is the first year since the 50s, since I was like 7 years old, that I haven't attended a football game in Norman. And I'm not saying I stayed away just because it's some protest against this team. But I'm just saying there was something about this team that I never could buy into, Matt. They were just squeaking out too many, single-digit victories against teams that they should have blown out, that they were should have been far better than. And, yeah, they were winning, but they kept squeaking by. And then I thought, well, okay, they got the bye week to get ready for the stretch run of the three tough games, of Baylor, Iowa State, and OSU. And they lost the two toughest, the two road games, they lost. They got dominated by Baylor, and OSU was the better team on Saturday night, Matt. Yeah, they won the home game against Iowa State like I thought they would, but they had to squeak by that one. I'm just saying, Matt, there was something about this team. And, again, Saturday night we saw – look at the penalties on Saturday night, Matt. That's a sign of an undisciplined football team, right?
Well, seriously. Yeah, way too many penalties. Lack of execution by the offense in the second half. But you have to give Oklahoma State credit. The Oklahoma State defense played in the second half like I expected them to play the entire game.
Yep.
I am a little perplexed why once OU got up by 9. Kennedy Brooks only had 7 carries after that. Now,
Matt.
Now, some of that.
Lincoln Riley went away from the run again.
Now, some of that has to. Some of that has to do with falling behind the chains due to penalties, due to that crazy lateral and Hazelwood kicking the ball. Some of that has to do with that. But out of those 7 carries, I think at least 2 of them were on like 3rd and forever, where you're just handing the ball off, trying not to turn it over. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
Stay away from a negative player. Yeah,
I was a little perplexed by that. I was also a little perplexed, and there could be logical reasons. I'm not smart enough to figure it out.
He only had 7 carries the final 25 minutes, like you said. Well, and he had 15 before that.
And once they got up 9, so you would think that trying to protect a lead and all that.
Yeah.
I also don't understand, and maybe it's because Oklahoma State was taking it away defensively. I don't understand. They were so effective getting the ball to Willis and Hall and Stogner in the first half. And I know that some of those were, Williams backpedaling and just throwing the ball up, and Stogner would make a great catch or whatever. But I was a little puzzled as to why it didn't seem like Oklahoma could get the ball to those guys like they did in the first half. But the credit has to go to Oklahoma State. I mean, they tightened the screws up in whatever adjustments they made. Somebody smarter than me could point them out to me on film. But the bottom line is the Oklahoma State defense in the second half.
They went to more zone and less man-to-man.
The thing was.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
I mean, Knowles is known for what, Matt? He's known for bringing pressure, having a lot of man-to-man and so forth. And to me, that plays into a guy like Lincoln Riley, especially when he game-planned a lot of that in the first half. And then I don't think he was so good at the in-game adjustments after Knowles had made his adjustments at halftime and so forth. But why did Iowa State have so much success, you know, against the OU passing game? We talked about it, Matt. I mean, they're covering with eight guys, basically, and so forth, and said, you can beat me running the ball, but you're going to have to run the ball to beat me, and we don't think you're patient enough to run the ball enough, you know. And basically, that's kind of what OSU did in the second half. And in a manner of speaking, I know it's not – I'm not saying they played the Iowa State defense. It was different, but they changed it up, and they played more zone and so forth. And I think, you know, confuse Caleb Williams at times. Caleb Williams,
yep.
Obviously he broke a big run in the last minute of the game.
Right.
But still, overall, 19 carries for 36 yards total, because a lot of that is sacks factored in, and that's
right.
What we talked about on the pregame, Matt, is he takes too many big negative plays.
Well, and not to mention Oklahoma gave up the second most sacks in the Big 12. Oklahoma State, I think, coming into Saturday was tied for the national lead in sacks.
Right.
So it's not a huge surprise. What did OSU have, six the other day, I think? Not a big surprise there.
So, anyway, no, I am totally with you. And I tell you, I give Spencer Sanders a whole lot of credit. I know he threw two picks. The one was, you know, he didn't see the guy as a bad pick. He threw into double cover. The other one got tipped. Maybe wasn't the greatest pass, was a little bit behind the guy. Maybe he shouldn't have thrown that one. But any time a pass gets tipped like that, I mean, there's a little bit of luck involved. But I tell you what, Matt, Spencer Sanders, he turned a lot of negative plays into positive plays, like we talked about in the leading up to the game. He didn't take the huge sack losses. He had 16 rushes for 93 yards, a net of 93 yards.
Well, and the 37-yard touchdown. Yeah.
The big play, you could argue the biggest play of the game or one of the biggest plays of the game.
One of, for sure.
The touchdown. So OU did a good job on the running back,
Jalen Warren. Yeah, they held him in check pretty decently. Yeah,
Jalen Warren. They did a great job. I mean, 17 for 56. That's
right.
That's when he had three catches for 27. But yeah, you did. They would sign up for that those numbers against Jalen Warren going into the game. Tay Martin did hurt him, and give OSU credit for. I mean, he had the one, you know, 4-yarder for the touchdown. He caught 7 passes for 89 and a touchdown. He was really good. Presley had his moments and so forth. Had the one, you know, the fumble on the punt return, which hurt, but he also had the 100-yard kickoff return. Kennedy Brooks, I mean, if you just look at the numbers, 22 for 139, that looks really good. But again, in the final 25 minutes, he only had 7 carries and didn't do much, and so – he was part of the first half, Matt. I didn't see that. There were more points scored in the first half than I thought would be scored for the whole game.
Well, they darn near went over the total in the first half.
The second half was what we thought the game was going to be, with a lot of defense dominating.
Well, and you know, the 9 points Oklahoma scored were, I mean, they didn't have to do anything. They just had to recover fumbles or tackle Oklahoma State in the end zone to get the safety and then pick up the ball and step into the end zone. And then Oklahoma State, you know, the touchdown that gave them the winning margin. You know, they had to go, 5 yards or whatever.
Yeah.
No, hey, listen, it was a – for OU, it was kind of a microcosm of the year. I thought Riley did a pretty good job in the first half. It seemed like there were a lot of, you know, quick passes, you know, get the ball and throw it and not try to do too much mm-hmm. offensively.
Right.
And then, you know, the things that Oklahoma State did to adjust to that, Oklahoma offensively didn't handle well at all. And that's why you have to give Oklahoma State a lot of credit. And to that end, Craig, when Sanders scored that touchdown to bring him within two, 33-31, I said to myself, and I would have said it out loud if anybody had been in the room with me, a little lonely up here on Saturday nights, I said, Oklahoma better not allow OSU to score again. Because at that moment in the game, I had zero confidence that Oklahoma would score another point. And
that's right. No, it was pretty clear.
I know they got close at the end, but they didn't get in the end zone.
So OSU, the things we talked about going into the game, Matt, OSU, their experience showed, right? That their
absolutely.
Tackling
yep.
showed over and over again. The OU missed tackles, did come back to haunt them some. I'm not saying the defense played terrible, but at times there were some – you know, missed tackles, you know, blown coverage, whatever. The things that we've seen from this Oklahoma team, all the penalties, the undisciplined football, OSU was far more experienced, far more disciplined. They were just a better football team, and that's why they ended up winning the game because, like you said, OU, they were gift-wrapped 9 points, had a 9-point lead in the second half. You know, there had been a ton of OU teams that would put that into the win column. This one, you couldn't trust, and they didn't get it into the win column. That's just the way it was. So give OSU all the credit in the world. And OU doesn't deserve to be in the title game because Baylor whipped their tail also, okay? So the two teams that deserve to be there are there. OU had the opportunity. It was on a platter in front of them. 3 games. You had the bye week before Baylor. Now go prove what you're worth. And they couldn't prove it. They lost 2 out of 3. And so they don't deserve to be there.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.